An aggressive but small storm system continues to pound the northern plains and upper Midwest at this hour and is going to be an uncomfortable afternoon. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We have experienced some increasing wind speeds during the course of the morning, and we're going to see that continuing this afternoon. And we do have considerable amount of snow and blowing snow occurring across much of the region. The eastern half of North Dakota, the northeastern one-third of South Dakota, and a large part of northern Minnesota are included in the snowy conditions. We do have rain and a few rumbles of thunder occurring in southern Minnesota. The winds have been gusting at 20 to 35 miles per hour across a large part of the region, but some gusts recently have been surpassing 40 miles per hour in the southeast part of North Dakota and in South Dakota. High wind warnings do extend all the way down into portions of Nebraska, and gusts this afternoon and evening are likely to be in the range of 40 to 60 miles per hour in that region. Now, back here at home, the winds won't be quite so tough until the snowstorm abates from the region. Snow accumulations officially reported so far today have been in the 2 to 6 inch range. However, we fully expect to see some amounts greater than that in a few areas, especially as we go through the night tonight when colder air is more prevalent across parts of Minnesota. We are expecting to see the greatest accumulations coming out of the extreme southeast corner of North Dakota and northeastern South Dakota into northeastern Minnesota. And there will be some locations that will get maybe 8 to 10 inches. I do think the northeast part of Minnesota and some neighboring areas in far northern Wisconsin will end up with the greater accumulations. Well, the travel conditions for those of you going anywhere this afternoon are going to be terrible. If you can wait for your transportation to your Thanksgiving destination until tomorrow, you're going to be better off. It looks like Thursday is going to be one of the best days this week. We expect to see light and variable winds and abundant sunshine occurring across the area, so getting to your destination will probably be the greatest challenge if you're going today and overnight tonight, but Wednesday's travel in the afternoon will be fairly good, and we expect to see fine conditions on Thursday, and even into early Friday, the majority of the weather will be all right. We do expect another opportunity for some snow, though, to develop across the region as we get into the afternoon Friday. In fact, late morning already in parts of North Dakota and central South Dakota, we'll start seeing some new snow. Our temperatures are going to be plummeting across the region, obviously, and we're going to see the coldest weather early next week. In fact, Sunday and Monday, high temperatures will be in the single digits and teens, with lows in the negative teens and negative single digits. In the meantime, temperatures for the next couple of days will be in the 20s and 30s during the afternoon, excluding today. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.